The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hagdama Shah Bitochen, third shiur. Bo Hagira Shayiftah Vashem. Etc.
Shalom Avraha. I just want to thank everybody for taking part in this. It's a chizuk for me also. And Bezat Hashem, we have a group of people working together. Brings a special siyat d'shmai for each individual also. I ended last year with the psukim that the Chovis Avov has brought. Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach Vashem Bo Yeshem Iftachoy. Ashrei HaGever, Asher So Hashem Iftachoy. Blessed is the person who puts his bitachon in Hashem. And the person continues, V'hoy Hashem Iftachoy, which is explained that if we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we put our bitachon in Him, then He will show us that we made the right decision. He'll give us special Siyat HaShemaya. And you see it. You see different tzaddikim that have higher levels of bitachon. They have higher levels of Siyat HaShemaya. I don't know if any of you have ever read that. They have a beautiful book written on the Kloisenberger Rebbe in the World War II. He was doing things that looked impossible. And for us, it was probably also to do either. Because if you're not a very high level of bitachon, you put yourself in danger. Would it be for dancing on Simchas Torah in the camps, or not wearing his shoes on the marches, on these long marches that happened to come out on Tisha B'Av, caring for kashrus, all kind of even menhagim. He was so dovik takodesh bochu, so close to the source of the emes and chesed, that Hashem gave him a special shmira. Chaznish writes that there are certain things that a person has his own shulchan aruch based on his level of bitachon. Kamavan, it's not something for us to decide that suddenly I'm a big bal bitachon and I'm gonna take on certain things that are way above my level. So that's not honest and that's not emes. And we know, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei every day, we want to be of those habitchem b'shimcha be'emes, have a true bitachon. True bitachon means that it's something that is with me 24/7. Like, you know, the type of person becomes a big bal bitachon, becomes Friday and has to buy food for Shabbos. And he wants to have good food, so he says, I'm going to splurge a tremendous amount of money because Hashem's going to pay me back. The rest of the week, when it comes to his business dealing, he's not really doing it so much with proper honesty, and he's always nervous and upset. So that's a fake, because if he's a real Baal Bitachon and he realizes that it's Panos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to going to work, the most important thing for him is going to be to make sure I do it as honest as possible, Hapi Alocha, and make a Kiddushim Shemayim, and peace of mind that I feel that I'm totally in the hands of Hashem. I just have to make the motions to bring me Siyat HaShemayim. Someone just told me the other day that he had a problem with Parnosa, and he decided he's going to put a lot of Koyches in the Tzvil, and in the Shemoneh Esrei, and Mechayim Meisim, the second Bracha, and within the Bracha, we also say, Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed, you give Parnosa Bechesed. He said within a few days, he met somebody who gave him a certain job, and a few days later, the person said, I'm going to give you a job for as long as it's going to last for years, basically. A very good form of panasa. There is tremendous Siyat HaShemayah. Nothing's guaranteed, but as far as Hishtadlus, if you want to have Hishtadlus, to have things work better, this is the most powerful form of Hishtadlus. To dive into Hashem and feel comfortable that we're in Hashem's good hands. There's no gate to panasa, no gate to health, no gate to everything in life. Though, I want to say one point. if the only reason why we are quote unquote being Bitech and Hashem is so that we should be healthy and wealthy, that's not real Bitochen either. Because real Bitochen doesn't start from what I'm going to get out of it. Real Bitochen comes from the fact that I want to live a life of truth. I want to see the big picture of the world.
Kol Halashon.
And I've been marveled myself to realize that even though what's in front of my eyes sometimes doesn't look so pleasant, not always going my way, but Hashem is on top of everything. Hashem is watching over me and Hashem is with me. I have just to be with Him. So why am I saying this then? That if you do have Bitochen, you'll have more success, or it's at least a reason to have more success. This is part of the Hakdama. The Psicha introduction is, like I said before, the introduction is to get us interested in it. So it's good to know that you have tremendous amount to gain from it. And therefore, in the Hanami, in the introduction, we're stressing these points. If you have more Bitochen, you have more Seyad Shemaya. But that's gets me interested in it. That gives me the energy always when sometimes I just want to forget about this Avodah Bitochen. I won't do it. I'll remind myself. Sometimes I have to put energy into it. I have to think about things. I have to change the way I'm doing things. And it's not always easy to change things the way we do things. Then I can think in back of my mind, I have something pushing me. The Lo Lishma, it's always good to have a good Lo Lishma. You know, the famous line of Rav Shteyman Zichron Levrocha, to somebody who was a fundraiser. He asked the fundraiser, how much percentages are you doing Lishma? So the fundraiser said, I'm doing it 95% Lo Lishma, 5% Lishma. So Shteyman, with his humor, told him, it's a pity. If you do it 100% Lo Lishma, you'd be a better fundraiser. Come on, we're not talking about doing things 100% Lo Lishma, but have, we always need those extra things to give us that extra energy to do things right and build up the real Bitochen, which is, like we're saying, HaBoitche B'Shimcha V'Emes, have that Emes connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues Chovetz Halvavos, and he says that if a person is not Boitech B'Hashem, then he's Boitech on something else, like we mentioned before. So if he's Boitech on his Chochmosei, he thinks he's a very smart person, and he has all kind of different tricks and different ways, techniques how to do things. Or he relies on his physical power. He says, very often it's just going to wear him out, and he's not going to get what he wants. Like the pasuk says, "Loikid chachomim ba'omam." There are various psukim. Eve said that sometimes a person gets trapped in his own trickery or his wise things. You see, so many times people have a chap, and they can make tremendous amount of money, and then suddenly lose the whole business because it's not something which is really so straightforward. It's a chat, but those type of things very often do not last. Shlomo Mel said, I've seen that lo lekalim and merutz, the light-footed are not always the quickest, the powerful ones don't always win the war, and the wise people don't even always have what to eat. But by boitchim b'Hashem, it says, kfirum roshu v'reivu doish Hashem le'yachzur tov, like we say every day. A lion could be hungry, but a person is doyesh Hashem lo yasu kol tov. He will never be lacking anything. So this is something for us to think about, the benefits of being doyesh Hashem. In every situation in life, try to think, I'm doing this because I want to progress in my panosa, or in my health, or and my ego, whatever it is it really something that Hashem would be have nachas for me to do or not? My Rebbe Reb Nissen Kirel used to tell people, they'd ask him certain type of panosis, is it mutter or osir? And it was something that was not such a straightforward type of panosis. So he'd say, I don't want to get involved if we can find a heter or we cannot find a heter. If it's the type of thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would not be happy with, so why do it? Have your panosas anyway from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you may as well do it in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy to give you the panosa. Don't do it in a way that will be unpleasant, Kabbal Yochel. This is a way. If we always look at whatever we're doing and think twice, that is this something? Am I reacting to this thing the way Hashem wants? And I'm turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you're with me. Like we said, Hoya Hashem Iftachu, Hashem will be with us. And like we said, it's something that needs a lot of hergelim. And Bezrat Hashem, we can continue working on this. And each one of us, little by little, we're going to see the pleasant life of always knowing that I'm in the hands of Hashem. Of Hashem. Things are under control. And I'm going to turn to Him. And Bezrat Hashem will be all mizaycha, tremendously out of the Shema and everything. So.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.